You have your Bibles with me, turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, 28 to 31. I just want to talk to you today about strength. I believe the Lord is wanting to strengthen you today. So whatever you may be going through or whatever you may be facing in your life right now, maybe you're kind of here today even for the first time and kind of wondering like, why am I here? And maybe you're going through a difficulty or maybe you're going through a situation where you're kind of at the end of your ropes and you say, I need something. I need some strength. Well, you're in the right place today because God is wanting to touch you today. God is wanting to strengthen you today. And we'll be reading a number of passages of scripture, but we're going to start with Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. That's almost in the middle of your Bible. If you open up the middle, it's almost there. Not quite. It says, have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fail in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Father, I pray that you would help me to communicate this morning that you really do care about us and that you care about the situations that we find ourselves in. And that, Lord, that you're here today to strengthen us. That, Lord, we're not going to leave the same way that we came in. You're going to bring a new strength into our lives and into our hearts. And so, Father, I just pray, help me to communicate that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you. It's great to have you here in church today. And just pray God will bless you. You had a great worship time, enjoyed worship. I trust you enjoy worshiping the Lord. God enjoys it. Matter of fact, he enjoys the praises of his people. And so when you're praising him, you're doing something that pleases him. You're also joining in with all of heaven because the Bible tells us there's continual praise around his throne at all times. And so you're joining with the angels of heaven and giving praise to God. Our God is good, and we rejoice in him. Well, so this morning I want to talk to you about where do we find strength in our times of need. We all go through times in our lives where we face physical needs, emotional needs, relationship needs, financial needs, and that list can be spread out really far and wide. There's a lot of needs that we experience in our lives. And sometimes we get to that place where we find that we're just so weak, we're so beaten down, that we're just saying, I need strength. I need help. And it's not always easy to face all those pressures that life can bring our way. And there will be times where we kind of need that extra impartation of strength just to go on in life. Because life is a way of wearing us down, where we can get discouraged and depressed and weak and vulnerable and hurt and even suicidal at times. There's a lot of suicide around our community, but there's a lot of suicide in our nation today. There's a lot of people that are just finding life is too stressful or things that have happened in life. It's just too hard. And they're giving up because they don't have any strength to go on anymore. In those times, we need a strength that is greater than our strength. We need a strength that is more powerful than what we can muster up within ourselves. Because sometimes in life, you just need that extra strength to go on. And I believe that God is here today to tell us that he wants to give us that strength. He wants to give us that empowerment in our lives that we might have that desire and that we might have that strength to rise up above our circumstances and our situations and overcome the challenge that we may be facing. Where do you find strength? We find strength in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, whether you're here today and whether you're a person that has had faith in God all of your life, or maybe you're here today and you're saying, I'm looking. Honestly, I'm just looking to see, does it make a difference? Does God make a difference in a person's life? Well, I want to tell you this morning that God does make a difference. And God wants to strengthen you. God wants to help you through your circumstance and your situation, especially if you're finding yourselves kind of at your wits' end, that you don't know what else to do. You've done everything that you can do in the natural, which is a good thing, that we do everything we can in the natural. But sometimes even that's not enough. And our strength fails us. And we need to look to someone that is higher than us to help us through those times. So to help you understand that fact, I want to look at some scriptures that will remind you of this truth, that God is there to help you. He wants to help you today to find strength that is greater than the strength that you have. You have been trying in your own strength. You've been working hard at it, and you've been doing everything possible that you can do. But sometimes, even as Christians, we need to be reminded that there's a time where we just say, okay, God, I give it to you. I'm looking to you now because I realize there's nothing more I can do. God likes those kind of situations. God likes coming into those kinds of situations. So God wants you to have strength today. And I want to encourage you that there is strength available from above that is greater than the strength that you have and that will bring you through to that victory on the other side. So first of all, in this area, where we find strength that is greater than our own strength, it's by praying to God. It's by looking to God. It's by waiting on God and trusting in Him. We already read that in Isaiah 40, 31. It says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Those that wait on God, those who trust in God, those who would look to God in prayer are going to find new strength. You're going to find a strength that's going to help you to rise and soar over your situation. Strength that will help move you from an area of weakness and an area of weariness to a new realm of strength, power, and zeal. And that kind of strength only comes from one place. It comes from God. By looking to Him, by praying to Him. And we really need to realize that God wants to help us. And God is willing to help us with our weaknesses. But we need to look to Him. See, God wants to strengthen you today. God wants to help you today. God wants to help you with your discouragement. God wants to help you with your weariness. God wants to help you with your depression. God wants to help you with those thoughts of suicide. Because God is our source of help. And He is a source of strength that is greater than our own strength. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. You might say, well, if He's always ready to help me, why isn't He helping me? Because He's waiting for you to welcome Him. He's waiting for you to say, God, I need you. God, I'm looking to you. God, I need your help today. He's waiting for you to give Him the invitation to come into your life and to help with your life. Friend, it is God that gives us the strength as we look to Him in prayer. And as we do so, strength gets renewed. It gets recharged. It gets restored, but not just to the level it used to be, but to a level greater than what it used to be. Sometimes, you know, we forget this and we fail to go to the Lord in prayer, even as Christians. We sometimes work things out in our natural mind. We try everything we can, and we don't take it to God in prayer. We need to take everything to Him in prayer. Because God is willing to help us. God is willing to touch us. God is willing to bring new strength into our lives that is greater than the strength that we had before. We just need to call on Him. Now, reminders of that truth are all throughout the Scriptures. And the Bible constantly reminds us that God is there and God is the source of strength for each one of us. I like Psalm 23. A lot of people like that psalm. Even people that are not Christians kind of like that psalm. They sometimes even put that psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," on a plaque in their homes. And it tells us in those first few verses of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, yeah, that's what I need. I just need some peace in my life right now because I'm not there. Well, he's the one that can bring us to that place of peaceful streams. He renews my strength. Maybe you're just feeling so weak that you don't have any strength to do anything. Well, God says, I'm here and I'll renew that strength. I'll bring you to those places where you'll find refreshment. I'll bring you to those places where you'll find peace. So make no mistake, if you want your strength renewed, look to God. Look to God and prayer, because he is the source of renewed strength, of greater strength. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, as we look to the Lord, as we trust him in prayer. It's a basic truth. It's a simple truth, but it's also a powerful truth. Strength comes to us as we pray and as we look to our God. Now, secondly, strength comes as we study and read the Word of God, the Bible. It's another basic of our faith, and yet so many Christians, we can't be bothered to pick up this book and to read it. And we're so blessed today. We really are without excuse because you don't have to go out and buy a literal book anymore. You can download it on your phone. You can download it on your tablet. You don't even have to read it anymore because that tablet or that phone will actually read the scripture for you. So it's really making it easy today that we should be spending time in this book. Because in this book, there's so much strength. There is so much help that is in this book. God's word is powerful. I love this book because it is filled with words of encouragement and strength. And it's one of the best ways to be encouraged by just simply taking the time to read it, play it through your phone, any of those ways, but to get the word of God inside of you. The Apostle Paul, he reminded the young Timothy who was fresh into ministry. He said to hold on and to be faithful to the Word of God, to read it, to study it, to apply it into his life. And he tells us these words in 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All Scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God even uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. God wants to speak to us. And he'll speak to you as you read this word. You don't always have to hear an audible voice. It's not often that you'll hear an audible voice, but sometimes you might. But let me tell you, he speaks to you constantly as you read this book. As you get into this book each day, he constantly speaks to you. See, this word the Bible says is God breathed. He breathed on it. It's his breath speaking on your situation and on your circumstance. This book. Read this book. You will be strengthened. It's an excellent source of strength. And as you read it daily, then you get a daily source of strength. It's like eating your vitamins. This isn't a vitamin that God gave to you to help you and to strengthen you. The writer of Psalm 119, the longest chapter of the Bible, he wrote over and over again in this chapter how helpful and encouraging the Word of God can be to us. Now, we could read the whole Psalm, but that would probably take us about 10 or 15 minutes just to do that. So I'm just going to read a couple verses out of there. Psalm 28 says, I weep with sorrow. Encourage me by your word. When we get that place where we're all weepy inside, usually it's a lot of frustrations when we start to weep. But God's saying, oh, there'll be encouragement in the Word of God. He goes on to say, your word, in 105, is your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Sometimes you don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Read this book. Start to read that book, it becomes a light, literally, for your path. God starts showing you the way that you should take. I like verses 143 and 144. It says, as pressure and stress bear down on me. Does that sound familiar to us? I find joy and your commands. Your laws are always right. Help me to understand them so that I may live. When the pressure and stress gets to you, there's a joy that can come from this book. As you read this book, it's powerful. God's word, the Bible, it grants life to the reader. It grants hope and wisdom, direction, strength, and so much more. We just need to read it. We just need to meditate on it. If you can't get to that place where you're having a hard time doing those things, then just play it. Go to your phone, go to the app, the Bible app, and then just press play. Allow it to do the work for you, and you just listen. It might seem that that's kind of simple advice, but it's actually advice that works. If you need strength, look to the book. Look to the book. Read it, study it, open up its pages. Allow the Word of God to speak in your life and bring strength to you. It's one of the best sources of encouragement and strength that you can find. God's Word, the Bible. It's an excellent source of strength. It really is. Something that we all can do. Then thirdly, we can receive strength as we come or attend a local church, just like you're doing this morning. Maybe you don't realize that it's important that you're in a house of God. If you're needing strength, then this is a place of encouragement. This is a place of strength. This is a place where you're going to find strength and help. That's why it's so important that we come together into a local body of believers. Kind of, again, it's basic Christianity. But yet so many Christians miss and choose to stay away from church. It's not all that important, they say. And if you look at the trends of today, the trend is actually not to attend church. And I'm talking about the Christians. I'm not talking about the world coming to church. I'm talking about Christian believers. That the trend in Christian believers today is that to attend church less and less and less. I think we need to make sure that our trends line up with this book, not just what other people are doing. We need the house of God. We need the local church. God designed the church. God ordained the church. He made the church be a place where people would gather and come and receive strength. So we don't want to avoid church. We want to pursue it every time that we can. And we realize that, you know, our work schedules today, that, yeah, they mess up. Sometimes we can't be in church for weeks, sometimes months. But when we are able to be in the house of God, we need to be there. We can't be on vacation that many days. So when we have an opportunity to be in the house of God, let me tell you, it's an important opportunity. It really is. We have folks here in this church that they miss a lot of church because they're working. And let me tell you something, they could stand up and testify and say, yes, yes, church is so good. It's so wonderful. You guys don't know what it is not to be able to come. They would tell you that. It's a place of strength. The meeting together in churches and homes is so important. And it's encouraged throughout the entire Bible. I like 1 Corinthians 14:26. Talks a little bit about church things. It says, well, my brothers and sisters, let's summarize. When you meet together, one will sing, another will teach, another will tell some special revelation God has given. We already had that too. One will speak in tongues, another will interpret what is said. But everything that is done must strengthen all of you. Church really is to be about strengthening one another. It needs to be a place where we're encouraged, where we're strengthened, because that's God's design for the church. And if we're not being strengthened in the church, then we need to start praying. We need to be asking for some changes. Or we might have to go to some other place where we can be strengthened. So often in serving the God and living the Christian life, I see Christians, they get down and discouraged and they get all beat up. And a lot of times, not all the time, but there's a lot of times I'll kind of take note of where they've been. Sometimes they haven't been in church in a couple of months. Not because they were working, but because they just didn't feel like coming. And then all of a sudden they're calling you, and pastors get these calls all the time. Pastor, pastor, help, I'm going through this terrible thing. All of a sudden they want God. They could have had him every week if they had showed up. But they chose not to. There's strength, friends. There's strength as you come into this place. It's a place where you're going to be encouraged. You're going to be built up. We need church in our lives. Meeting together is God's idea. It's not man's idea. It's God's idea. It is God's plan. It's very important in our lives, and especially in the days that we're living in. Hebrews 10:25, it says, let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. If you would ask most Christians today, do you believe that we are living in the last days? You would find that most Christians would say, yes, I believe that. But in the same token, it's also telling us that meeting together is more important now than at any other time in our lives. And yet the trend in Christian circles is to attend less. Isn't it interesting that in the Bible, literally, God would write that in there for us to say, hey, when it gets into these last days, don't be following the trend. You better be following what I'm saying in this book. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. You need to meet together, especially in these days that we are living in. We need it. The church was designed for you. And it's for the purpose of strengthening you and encouraging you. So I encourage you, don't ignore it. Don't avoid it. Prioritize it. Strength comes from attending a church. Simple advice. But again, it's advice that really works. And if you're a person that works a lot of Sundays, then I encourage you to go online. You can get our messages online. You can listen to them there. You can also watch online various services from churches all over the place that you can sit there and you can watch a service and you can be encouraged and strengthened even in your own home. So when you have that opportunity, take those opportunities. Even on YouTube, all kinds of services and messages that you can find even on YouTube. You just punch in a person's name or a church, and there's all kinds of services in there that you can watch as well. And I encourage you to do that. Fourthly, strength comes through the Holy Spirit, where we're seeking the Holy Spirit's empowerment in our lives. The Bible tells us, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Strength and power comes from an impartation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to be seeking more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need more of that strength and more of that power, more of that encouragement in our lives. From Old Testament to New Testament, you will find that strength came upon people when the Holy Spirit came upon people. We need to be inviting the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We need to be inviting Him to say, Holy Spirit, I do desire you to move in my life. I welcome your empowerment in my life. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He will empower you. He will strengthen you. That's part of His job that He does. Strength and power comes from that impartation. So welcome Him. Seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit of power. Power that recharges your batteries. A baptism that gives you a new tongue to strengthen yourself in the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. And He wants to be involved in our lives to a greater degree. His very name says He's the Comforter. He is our Helper. He is our advocate. He is the one that is there to help us and to strengthen us. So we need to welcome Him. Welcome Him more, Holy Spirit. I want more, Holy Spirit. That's a great prayer to pray. Sometimes we pray to our Father in heaven, as the Bible tells us to do. We pray in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us to do that. We're to pray in the name of Jesus. But there's also a Holy Spirit. And to welcome that third person of the Godhead into our lives. To ask Him to guide us, to direct us, to lead us, to move upon us. You know, as we think of these gifts of the Holy Spirit, they are available for all of us. And they are available to encourage us, to strengthen us, and to comfort us. And I realize that some people are like, oh, I don't like that gifts of the Holy Spirit stuff. I don't like that too much. Well, maybe people can get uncomfortable sometimes as the Holy Spirit begins to move. Mainly that uncomfortableness is due because we don't recognize that it's Him. Or we don't recognize that He's maybe moving in a way that is a little bit more different to us. So we need to be open to the Holy Spirit. Because if we're not, we're missing one of the great ways that the Holy Spirit wants to encourage us. Just in the gifts of the Spirit, there's 9 gifts of the Spirit. And it tells us that there's a gift of knowledge, there's a gift of wisdom, there's a gift of healing, there's a gift of miracles, there's a gift of discernment, there's a gift of faith, there's a gift of prophecy, there's a gift of tongues, and there's a gift of interpretation of tongues. God uses all those gifts to comfort, to edify, to exhort you. That's what they're for. The gifts of the Spirit are meant for your encouragement, for your strengthening. And that's a blessing that, you know, we don't want to ignore. And I can testify from personal experience that I'm glad that I've been strengthened so many times by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Not just in my own life, but in the lives of other people, that others continue to call or email or text or message me. And they speak good things over my life. They speak good things over this church. It's on a weekly basis. It really is. From people from various parts of our country and even in the United States that are continually sending us words of encouragement to be expecting more from God. I find it interesting that they're all sensing that. And yet they don't even come to this church. They're not even from here. And yet they're sensing something that is far greater than sometimes even what we're sensing. I'm believing for great things. And I know great things are going to happen. Greater things are going to happen in this area. But that's been because of the gifts. Because the Holy Spirit is using people to speak and to encourage us and to strengthen us. That's what they're for. So if you're in need of encouragement and strength in your life, don't put up a wall against the working of the Holy Spirit. But rather open up your heart to Him. To receive from Him, be encouraged from Him through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's strength through the Holy Spirit. And then lastly, in this area of needing strength, strength comes as we praise our God. You know, it's an amazing thing that happens all the time. As we praise our God and praise and worship, something happens supernaturally that we end up being the ones that get encouraged and strengthened. Praise is something we do to God, to encourage God, to bless God. But an amazing thing happens every time you do that, we get encouraged, we get strengthened, we get blessed. Have you ever noticed that? We're given an offering to God, but as we do that, God's pleasure is coming down and touching us, and we end up being the ones who get strengthened. It praise is something that God ordains. He commands of all of us. So it's not just about celebrating God. We need to realize that praise breaks the chains that hold us back, and praise brings us the victory. Psalm 8, verses 1 and 2, reading from the New International Version, it says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens through the praise of children and infants. You have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. I found it interesting. I was reading, I didn't realize there's two different NIV translations, and I found another one. And this is what it says. It says that through praise, you establish a stronghold against your enemies. New Living Translation says it this way. O Lord, how majestic your name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength. Silence your enemies and all who oppose you. You'll kind of note that in the various translations, they're kind of substituting strength and praise. One says praise, the other says strength. But that's exactly what praise does. It brings sense. When you're telling of the strength of God, you're praising God. So it's talking about the same thing. But praise makes a difference. Praise can bring the breakthrough and the victory that we've been looking for. It can silence the voices of the enemy and become a fortress that keeps the enemy out. I'm sure you all realize that at times Our biggest battle can sometimes be the battle that's in our own minds. And we hear voices. And those voices will often speak lies in our lives. And if we continue to listen to those voices, then it really is going to bring us to a result that it won't be good. But God says, if you begin to praise me, he can break that. He can break those voices of lies. He can make a fortress, a wall around you that keeps those voices from penetrating and from getting in to discourage you and getting you down. See, God literally wants to strengthen you today. He literally wants to establish a wall of protection around you. And that can happen as you praise him. Praise can bring the breakthrough. Praise can bring the victory. Praise can silence the enemy. It is no surprise as you look throughout the Bible that in the Bible they realize the value of praise. Back in the Old Testament, a beautiful story of King Jehoshaphat. And he's facing an overwhelming army. And as he's facing this army, he realizes that in the natural, there's no way that they can win. They're going to be annihilated. He knows that. That's a fact. He knows. But he knows where his help also comes from. And he knew that as he would put his hope in God, that things could change. And he did that. He put his hope in God. And he got his worshipers. And he said, I want you to start praising the Lord. It would kind of seem like a foolish thing to do. Imagine if an army was coming against us and the general said, don't worry, guys. We're going to send out a praise team first. No guns, no ammunition. We're going to send them out first to face that enemy. See, sometimes God gives us things in our minds that may in the natural seem, oh, well, that's not realistic to do. But it's the very thing we need to do. Listen to what it says there in 2 Chronicles 20, 21, 22. It says, after consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. And at the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. Israel didn't have to fight at all. Their enemies started fighting amongst themselves. That's what your praise can do. It confuses the enemy. It causes the enemy to start fighting amongst himself, and all of a sudden, they're not attacking you anymore, they're attacking one another. And you get the spoils. You get the victory. That's what praise can do. It's very important that we take time to praise. Get your praise on. Join in on worship times when we come here on Sundays and encourage you, come on time. That really is important. That's when the praise starts. Do you realize that during that time of praise, that thing that's in your life that you've been struggling with or maybe you've been fighting with, that in that time of praise it can be broken? Tells me that praise time is a pretty important time in church. Praise breaks the chains. Praise causes the enemy to go into confusion. That's what praise does. Get your praise on. And when you're home or when you're driving your car, we're so blessed today with all of our modern technology that we can, even as you're out running or jogging, walking, put your praise on. Put your praise on. So often we put in our ears things that are not godly at all, and then we wonder why we have impure thoughts or why we struggle with some thoughts. Get some praise on. Put praise in your ears. Can break the power of the enemy. It can confuse the enemy and stop those lies that are coming your way. We need to take time to praise our God. It's important. Praise changes the atmosphere. We're looking on Sunday nights about shifting your atmospheres. Well, that's what praise does. It shifts your atmosphere. The atmosphere you may be in may be an atmosphere of frustration. It may be an atmosphere of worry. It may be an atmosphere of depression. But praise breaks those atmospheres. It changes the atmosphere. It's an atmosphere changer. It's one of those things that you can do to change your atmosphere. praise. It's God ordained. And it's not just for God's benefit, but it's for our own benefit. Because praise changes things just as prayer changes things. And it's useful to helping us breaking those strongholds of the enemy. So if you're in need of strength today, put some praise on. Get some praise music on. When you're in church, join in with that worship team. Sing those songs with them. They're going to be coming here in a few moments to sing a closing song. And just one more moment for you that you can just come and begin to praise Him. And if you hadn't gotten rid of all the thoughts and the things that are pressing against you, that as you do that, maybe as you start to praise, it's going to lift. God's going to take it away. Friends, praise starts by changing your focus from your problem to focusing on the solution, which is God. Praise helps us get the focus back on Him, who is our deliverer, our helper, the one who gives us strength. So in closing, as our musicians come back to the instruments, God wants to touch you today with fresh strength. How do I know that? Well, that's the message He gave me. That's what He told me to talk about. He wants you to look to Him, to place your faith in Him, that He may strengthen you with a strength that is greater than what you had. It will be greater, friends. So I encourage you to come to Him through prayer. Come to Him through the Word of God. Come to Him through attending a church. Come to Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Come to Him through praise. Because He really does desire to touch you. He wants you to know today that He sees you. He sees what's going on in and around you. And He's wanting to give you a fresh touch today to renew you and restore you and grant you a greater strength than you've had before. God will strengthen you. I won't strengthen you. God will strengthen you. God will help you. God wants to bring you into an abundance of strength that will bring you to victory. You're to look to Him today. He's there to touch you and is there to strengthen you. I close with one last scripture. It's found in Isaiah 41, verse 10. And I want to speak this scripture as I believe this is a scripture from God to you. And it says, "Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." When you hear that right hand, that's usually talking about the arm of strength in the Bible. I'll hold you. You might be at that place where you might say, "I can't hold myself anymore. I'm really at the end." God's saying, "That's okay. I'll hold you. I got a hold of you." And just, you know, as those of you who are parents, when you walk with your child, if your child kind of holds your hand, it's often can be very loose. And if they trip, they'll often will fall because they're just holding your hand lightly. But when you have a hold of your child's hand, man, you just jump over holes and rocks, and it doesn't matter because you got their hand. They will not fall. And God's saying to you today, "I've got your hand. I got your hand. I'm holding you. I will strengthen you. I will help you." And I believe He's going to do that today. And if you're here maybe this morning and maybe you're new in church, we always have visitors in our church. We welcome visitors and we welcome people that are sometimes just come and say, "I'm just going to give your church a try. I'm just going to check it out." You're more than welcome to do that. We love to have people. And we believe that God has greater things for a whole community. So I believe that God wants to bring in more people because He wants to raise up an army. He wants to raise up an army of worshipers, an army of people who will praise, an army of people who will look to the Lord for their help. And so He's calling people from the north and the south and the east and the west, and He's bringing people even to this church. So maybe you're one of those people that God's saying, "I want to be a part." And as we close this service, we always give opportunity for prayer here at our church. And if you're here, whether you're a visitor, whether you've been here all your life, there's prayer available that we'd gladly pray with you. If you're here today, maybe it's a day where you're saying, you know, today I need to place my faith in God. I've never done that before. And if that's something that you would like to do and kind of make a profession today, then we would love to pray with you in that area as well. And we would welcome you to come. I'm going to ask our people that are do our prayer team, if they would just come up here to the front at this time. And they're just going to remain here for a while. And if you want prayer, and we close the service, that you can just come as we do that. And then after this song is done, you'll be... you're free to go. There's a coffee out there. I encourage you to have some fellowship. But if you need prayer, feel free to come. Or if you might be the shy type, that's okay too. We recognize that as well. Sometimes they hey, I'm in a strange place. But maybe just mention to somebody beside you or in front of you that you can maybe say, hey, could you get one of those prayer team people to come and pray for me? And we would very gladly just come to where you are in your seat. And we can pray with you there as well. So just want you to be aware of that. We're not here to embarrass you. Or we want to help you. That's what the church is for. It's supposed to be to help you and to strengthen you. So in any way that we can help do that, just please let us know. We'd be very happy to do it. Bless you today. May you be encouraged. May you be strengthened. May you realize afresh the Lord will strengthen you. God's going to help you. So you look to Him. Help is coming from His sanctuary. He's got a hold of you. He's going to help you. And you're going to see a testimony come out of all this hassle and trials and struggles that you've been going through. Be blessed today. Great to have you. Worship team closes with a song. Those in the prayer team, please come to the front. And we'll close this morning. God bless you. Thank you for being in God's house today.